We have more new LPs from ZZ Top, Grand Funk Railroad, and Genesis, along with new releases from Mott the Hoople. Cat Stevens and Queen releases their debut album. It's July of 1973.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next year the cap went out and drafted the band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tootly out of toot. He blows the eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. When he played boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a busy bee. When he played, he made the company jump eight to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Now da da doodly da da doodly da da doot doot, he goes eight to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boss to sleep with boogie every night and wakes him up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and he steps at me.
There are over 6,000 reasons to love Artie's Time Warp, and here's another one.
Ooh.
More sports in July of 73, an all-women board of directors takes control of the ABA's Kentucky Colonels. Glenda Reiser sets a record women's mile. And the New York Mets are 12 and a half games back in the National League, but they're still going to win the pennant.
Artie's Time Warp says,
Hola.
Ciao.
Merhaban.
Xin chào.
Hello. In the international language of music.
Thank you.
I'm Artemis Good. Follow me through this retrospective of July 1973. I'm your Pied Piper of Pop.
Come on, baby, follow me. I'm the Pied
July 73, the Soviet Mars 4 probe is launched for a flyby of the Red Planet. Mars 5 is also launched, and three U.S. astronauts board Skylab to conduct various medical and scientific experiments. In late 1971, Deep Purple had been in a hotel on the shore of Lake Geneva in Montrose, Switzerland. They were getting ready to record at a venue across the water the next day, but instead they watched the casino burn after a fan at a Frank Zappa concert shot a flare gun up into the rafters. And thus this true story recalling that smoke on the water.
Dive into our vault of past shows at artiestimewarp.com. It's Artie's Archives.
Thanks. lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Gordy sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
It's Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers with a re-release of their number one novelty hit from 1962. There's a little bit of everything on the charts for you in July of 73, and stay tuned as we continue.
Artie's Time Warp. Stay warped.